So tell me something, just between you and me. You don't really think that you're a man, do you? I mean, you don't really think you're a real man, do you? I mean, after all, real men don't really stare at other men's crotches and imagine how big their cocks are. Real men can be trusted to take a shower in the locker room and not take a glance off to the side. Not even out of curiosity's sake, not even to compare their own size with the guy next to them. They just don't. They're not interested in cock. But you're kind of dick-obsessed, aren't you? You are a penophile. You just can't stop looking, can you? Real men, well, they certainly don't imagine what those cocks look like hard. How big they get, how long they get, how thick they get. They don't imagine what shade of pink, purple, ruddy red a cock gets when it's full of blood and the vein is pumping. They don't picture how the veins stand out, how the skin wrinkles and then stretches and then grows taut and shiny and smooth, as they just keep getting bigger and bigger and, oh my God, bigger. And real men don't wonder how many strokes it takes to get that first bead of pre-cum to glisten at the tip of that glorious cockhead. Real men don't wonder what that little bead of pre-cum tastes like. They don't wonder how much of it they'd have to pump up and milk up to be able to catch enough in their mouth to taste it. Especially since pre-cum is such a faint taste, almost tasteless, almost nothing. And you know what else real men don't know? Real men don't fucking know that pre-cum has almost no taste. But you do, don't you, bitch? So, you don't really think that you were a real man, did you? No. No, 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 no. Real men don't imagine how heavy those balls are. And whether they're shaved smooth or covered in crinkly hair, they don't imagine what the texture is like against their lips. Real men don't picture the way those balls must shift and tighten, and what they would feel like underneath your tongue as you just lap at those balls, trying to cover every inch of those balls, trying to smooth out the wrinkles with your tongue as you just make his balls tighten more and more, like a little game you play with yourself, as you play with yourself, licking and then watching the balls shift, sucking and stretching that skin just between your lips a little bit before you release and watch it move back in that slow, hypnotizing, shifting sort of way. Real men don't imagine worshiping the veins that travel up that cock, tracing them with their tongue like a finger on a road map, showing them right where they want to go. Up to that destination. That flared head, that bell end, that leaking knob. Just the right size to fit in your mouth. To rest your lips around the ridge. To let it pop in and out between your sensitive lips. Real men don't get so fucking horny for it that it makes their lips tingle. Their whole body thrum with the anticipation of the taste of that cum. Real men just don't do that. They don't picture pushing their heads down on that cock. They don't picture what it would feel like in the backs of their throats. Real men don't imagine trying to suck as he fucks their face. Real men don't stroke when they picture it like you're stroking and picturing it. Real men don't do that, faggot. Real men don't imagine worshipping cocks while they stroke their own. That's not a real man. That's a real faggot for you. So tell me, was there ever a time you thought you were a real man? Because I don't think anyone else ever thought so. Everyone else has noticed your glances. Everyone else has noticed your lingering gaze. Everyone else has noticed you shifting to cross your legs and cover that chub while you imagine just what it would be like to suck off some random acquaintance. Everyone sees that glazed look in your eye as your thoughts drift to cock and cock and more cock. Everyone else knows. You took long enough to admit it to yourself, so I don't know how long it'll be before you admit it to others. But you should, you know. They've all been waiting. Just taking bets. When you would come out. When you would quit trying to take those surreptitious strokes and just go fucking get laid. Go get your face fucked. Go find some guy on some random dating site. And let him fuck your face. Let him rub his cock against yours and show you how good it feels to feel his massive, manly, masculine, muscular cock just fucking rubbing up and down your leaking clit of a cock. Just go do it. Or, you know, just keep stroking. Just keep dreaming about it. Just keep having your hand for company. My voice in your ear teasing. Instead of the man you really want to suck. holding your head as he fucks your face, telling you what a good little bitch you are, telling you, yeah, suck it, bitch, that's right, take that fucking cock, telling you, yeah, that's right, you're doing such a fucking good job, lick my balls, that's right, fucking suck it, fucking lick it, catch that cum. You just keep listening to me tell you about it. I'm sure that'll be perfectly satisfactory. I'm sure you can live the rest of your life just wanting it, never having it. Or maybe just looking at those sights and imagining who you would fuck. Who you would let fuck you. Maybe you can just do that. Maybe you can just look, huh? Like you've been just looking all of this time. But really, what have you got to lose? It's not like anyone is going to be shocked. It's not like you're going to ruin your reputation. It's not like you're going to lose the masculinity that you really didn't have to begin with. The only thing you have to lose is the craving, and frankly, even that, only for a little while, because a little cock addict like you, you'll be back for more in no time. So, be bold, find your own balls, and then go find someone else's to suck. I mean, after all, it's Pride Month. Go fucking be proud.